Hello, Mrs. Fortune. I'm Cindy. I'm a health coach here in the clinic, and I work with Dr. Jones. You know, I understand that you saw her today, and she encouraged you to talk with me. What's your understanding of that?
Well, we've been working on this issue with a chronic cough for over a year, and it's gotten worse, and it really worries me now because it started affecting my voice, and that really scares me. She's treating it for silent reflux, which I'd never even heard of. And I was really surprised about that. But I started on that medication about, it's been about a month now. And I don't want to have to take it long term if I can. So I just asked her if there were other things that I could do that might help with that.
Okay, sure. Yeah. So you're looking for some things that you can do yourself. And hopefully get off the pills long term so that you can help, but still help the healing process and cut back on the symptoms.
Yeah, I am. I mean, I rely on my voice to make my living. You know, I really can't afford to have problems with it. And so that's really important to me.
Sure. Yeah. Well, what do you already know about silent reflux and how it affects your voice?
Well, the doctor explained that, that the acid that's used normally used for digestion just can back up into my throat and irritate the vocal cords and irritate the throat. And it made sense when she told me about it. I'd never thought about it before, but once she mentioned the symptoms and they were matching, really what I was having, I realized that I probably had been having some acid backup, particularly at night.
So it started to make sense when you heard about the symptoms and matched them with your own and honestly started to pay closer attention to it.
Yeah, it did. I'm like, oh, that could be, and I occasionally I'll even feel the acid coming up, but but mostly not. Mostly it's in the irritating in the throat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Earlier you mentioned that there were other things that you could do besides taking the medication to help with this. What have you heard of? What have you read about?
Well, I did go to a couple of good, I think they're trustworthy medical online sites like WebMD and to check it out. And, of course, as with every other condition, weight loss is the primary, is one of the things that's on there to do. They probably think weight loss is a magic pill cure-all for everything. I did notice when I lost some weight last year at the end of the year, I was going on vacation to Hawaii. And so I lost about 10 pounds and I think I noticed a difference. I wasn't looking for these symptoms at that time, but it did seem like it got better. Of course, in addition to the weight loss, I didn't have any alcohol during that time as part of that weight loss effort. And I think, I know I was reading online that the alcohol also affects it and makes it worse. So, especially in the evening.
Yeah. So looking back, losing weight and cutting out the alcohol seemed to really help for you. And you're right. Both of those things are things that we encourage people to do, and see if it works, with this condition, the silent reflux. So you're ahead of the game. You didn't even know it.
Yeah.
What else have you heard about?
Well, elevating my head during the night, I just added a pillow. I guess it probably needs more. I need to figure out more about that, but I've been working on that. Not wearing the tight clothes around my waist. So now I just only wear yoga pants. Because that eliminates about, to not wear anything tight around the waist eliminates about half my clothes just because of, I am at the top of my weight. But, the one that really got me though, that they said was to cut out spicy foods. And I mean, I've been eating spicy foods all my life and never had any problem with them. It just seemed like, oh man, You know, I'm not giving that up. I just can't see that it's a problem for me anyway.
Well, you know, when I hear you talk, I just have to commend you for all the steps that you've already taken. And you went to a credible site to get information. You started trying things on your own. You know, you reflected on what you've done in the past, the weight loss, the alcohol. And it sounds like you're really determined. I can understand, as you mentioned, your voice is your livelihood. So I just want to commend you for your determination.
No, thanks. Yeah, I really do depend on my voice, and I have to do what it takes to keep it.
This is very critical for you.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I've really noticed I start coughing when I'm coughing, that it really happens a lot when I'm trying to talk. And, you know, so. Mm-hmm.
So if we can get a handle on this, and I do have some additional strategies. I'm wondering if you'd be interested in hearing them.
Yeah, sure.
Well, so in my experience, you know, one of the most beneficial things for people to try is not eating 3 hours before they go to bed. And what that does is it really gives your digestive system some time to settle down, you know, get into a more relaxed state and reduce the acid. So again, 3 hours before you go to bed, you know, not eating. What do you think about that as a possibility for you?
Well, I think that you know, I don't usually snack at night, and we do eat dinner. I try to have dinner around 6, and you know, I go to bed around 9. So that seems like it's a pretty good you know, that at least on the, you know, routine days, that would be pretty good. Sometimes I have a glass of wine though while I'm watching TV. I don't know what does that, would that count?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, wine, having that wine later, does influence this whole process. And what's happening is it's extending the digestion. So your body's digesting that wine, but then the alcohol itself relaxes that rubber band at the top of the stomach, the sphincter, and that can make the acid, you know, just sneak through and get up to your throat more easily.
Yeah. Well, I could stop having the wine after dinner. I can just switch back to tea. You know, it's just extra calories anyway. But you know, most of the time I can do that. But it would be hard to make sure I always have the 3 hours, because, you know, you have company. Like last night, we had people over, and you know, you eat later. And I thought, well, maybe I could stay up. Maybe I'd have to stay up later. But you know, I really can't. I really have to guard my sleep. I can't give up sleep just to calm my digestions down.
Sure. There's a number of things to balance. Yeah. But, you know, it sounds like that most of the time you're able to capture that 3 hour window, and let the digestion settle down before you go to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess if I don't expect it to do it all the time, that it would probably work. At least I think I can work on that.
Uh-huh. Great. No, that's great. Well, hey, I know we've covered a lot of ground today, you know, talking about different information and exploring options of what you can do to help yourself heal. What are you thinking about doing going forward?
Well, I think I'll keep up what I'm doing, like taking the medication and working on keeping my head elevated at night. I'm gonna work on eliminating the wine after dinner and you know, or anything after dinner really. And try to get that, so I can get that timing thing done. I've tried to, you know, just pay more attention to making sure I got that 3 hours in. And I guess I'll consider another weight loss effort again, at some point. You know, I know that would help. It would help with a lot of other things too.
Sure. No, that sounds like a fantastic plan, and that's right in line with what we recommend, to people in your situation. So do you think it would be helpful for me to check back in with you when you come back to see Dr. Jones in a few months?
It would be helpful. And also, if you have some, if you have particular websites or information or something that you recommend, you know, I want to keep exploring this on my own too. I know there's a lot of wacky stuff out there. So if you have, you know, trusted sites or whatever that you recommend, that'd be good.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. We've got a lot of sites, a lot of resources. Let me get that information right now, and I'll bring it back. And, you know, again, want to appreciate the time that you've taken to talk with me today. And I can tell, you know, you're putting your health right at the center and taking this so seriously. So I want to say, you know, keep it up. You're doing really good work.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.